This is sex. Everyone gets what they want. This is sexploration.
Explore.
Play.
This is Sexploration with Monica.
Sex is proof that God loves us and wants us to have fun.
Sexploration with Monica on FCCFreeRadio.com. I'm Monica Thomas. It's Friday night in San Francisco. Time for Sexploration with Monica. And do we have a fun show? In fact, the theme of the show is fun. All the different explorations and parties and new, interesting. There's actually a sex thing that I didn't know about until this week, and I get to share it with you. It's a new acronym that comedian Danny Dutchy shared with me. What is it? CFNM. And I was like, what a BDSM? What is what? Huh? What are we talking about again? So not only are we going to be talking about the Valentine's game Synchro Hearts, and they've got a new iPhone app coming out, we're going to talk about San Francisco's friendliest sex party. And we have the founder of Kinky Salon, Baron Scott Levkoff, also known as Professor Dandy. He's on the show. Welcome to Sexploration with Monica.
Thanks for having me on, my dear.
Oh, my pleasure. And our token straight guy, comedian Danny Dutchy from Radio Haha.
Hey, hi, Monica. Hello.
Hey, so you're every Thursday from 4 to 6 in Studio 2B.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right next to you.
Cool. So, yeah. Well, welcome.
And yeah, we're going to have different guests and things like that. And
indeed.
Do comedy.
Indeed. So something interesting in the news, I don't know if you guys saw this, President Obama, the conservatives were trying to force them to drop access to contraceptives for all women under insurance coverage. And I think the objection was that maybe if you're a Catholic employer, maybe you shouldn't have to provide insurance coverage for birth control. But what's interesting is the Obama Affordable Care Act actually had an exception for church exemptions that they're not getting already. So actually this new law will provide even more freedom for religious institutions to deny birth control access, which is interesting. Although it does mean that with the Affordable Care Act, except for those religious employers, there's going to be more people able to get birth control through their insurance plans with no copay, which is nice.
So it's good.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
It's good. And, you know, and he is trying to be really sensitive, although in my opinion, just because you have insurance company doesn't mean you're going to actually take birth control. You know, it's still your choice. It's not like anyone's, you know, forcing the pill down some Catholic girl's mouth or something, you know.
Like federal funding being withheld from educational institutions that teach abstinence. Or if you don't teach abstinence, they won't give you your...
Precisely.
That's great.
Although, you know, San Francisco has been refusing that abstinence-only sex education money for a long time.
Yeah.
And we're doing better. We have fewer teen pregnancies. Kids are waiting longer to have penis-vagina intercourse. It's really very positive.
Just hold on.
What do they use it for? The abstinence-only funding? Is that what they...
Well, we aren't using the abstinence-only funding because we decided to teach medically accurate, inclusive sex education that actually talks about sex and pleasure and all sorts of stuff.
I thought they might use it for something else or something, just in case. But
no, if you actually teach something other than abstinence only, you just don't get the money.
Yeah.
That's kind of how they use that leverage to try to force the curriculums to take abstinence only funding and then teach that.
All you need is aspirin, right?
Oh yes.
What? Just hold that. Hold that between your knees.
Between your knees.
And
then it works great.
Yeah.
Oh, Neil, you know, I'm not really expecting any calls
Is that for you?
I don't know. We can always see who it is, shall we?
Yeah,
okay.
This is Sexploration with Monica. Hi.
Hello, Monica. This is Dr. Love calling.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, let's just skip to the future. I actually was going to call you later in the show.
Okay, well, that's good. Do you want to call me back?
No, we're live on the air right now. Let's just go for it. I did mention that we were going to talk about your new, not only Synchro Hearts, the board game, but you've developed it into an iPhone app.
Yes, and first of all, so I apologize for jumping in on the show here.
That's cool, totally cool.
But yeah, let's talk about love, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, great.
So Dr. Love, Dr. Bobby Love, he's the inventor of Synchro Hearts. He's also done a bunch of different books about relationships and intimacy. And just so I can catch listeners up, you actually invented the Synchro Hearts board game, not only to, you know, put the intimacy and sizzle back into your own marriage, but you actually thought of the idea while you were meditating. I kind of have this vision of you being, you know, in the lotus position underneath a tree. Is that right?
It's pretty close, Monica.
Awesome.
I was experiencing challenges in my marriage, as I think a lot of couples do who have a busy lifestyle. And my wife and I were like two ships passing in the night. You know, we were not connecting the way we should. We weren't making that quality time for one another. And I was inspired during a meditation to create this love game to enhance our marriage, and it just took off from there.
Cool. So how does the game on the iPhone work? I mean, because I remember the board game really clearly. It's kind of a little bit like a Candyland kind of setup where it kind of swirls around and then you have all these different choices and you throw the dice and you have little cards and you can roll a dice and it tells you for how long that you should kiss your partner. And, you know, it's kind of like a relationship game. They have questions.
It's like the Katy Perry video.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
California girls.
Yeah. Sort of like Monopoly, maybe. Yeah.
Only.
Kids don't collect $200.
Only friendlier. Yes. Exactly.
Yes. It's Loveopoly.
Right. So if you're in a marriage, or if you're in a, I mean, it does have red and blue, but of course you can play it with, you know, whatever kind of gender relationship that you're in, and then you also have these cards that helps you like actually get to know your partner too. Like, tell me your deepest desire and your fantasies, and some really like not only stuff that's about like building saucy, sizzling intimacy, but also like the hard stuff. Like, well, can you give me an example of one of those like really like kind of difficult questions that the cards ask, Bobby?
Yeah, well, and I love your description, Monica, because the way you described it, I like to think of it as the Synchro Hearts date night. And I made sure when designing the game to recognize that we do have busy lifestyles, and especially for men, that sometimes we have a short attention span. So the game takes less than an hour to play, and our biggest complaint from couples is that they never get to finish the game.
Oh, yeah,
so that's
totally,
a cool
because
thing,
you're
because
like kissing for 6 seconds, and then you're like, well, why are we timing this again?
Exactly. And it is meant to kind of connect and deepen the connection with the partners. And as you know, I mean, the secret to great sex is communication and intimacy, and that's what Synchro Hearts builds. And some of those questions like you ask, for instance, I learned that my wife, I knew she smelled wonderful, but I never knew the name of her perfume or where she got it from. So I found out one night playing the game that the name of the perfume is called Jessica. You can only get it in Washington State and or at a certain store.
And you
so
live
now
in Canada.
I know where to get it and what
right.
it's called.
And there's a lot of different questions that are, in a way, I mean, the perfume thing is kind of important because that way you get to know, you know, the things she likes and that sort of thing. But there's also some really kind of challenging communication stuff, like, I wish I could remember an example, but it definitely really challenges you to be really authentic and honest about things that ordinarily we don't talk about.
Yeah, and that's what we've, you know, with the board game, we've done it in a safe manner so that those questions come up in a way that allows you to be open and honest with your partner and ask them things that you might not normally talk about. Mm-hmm. And that's the deep part of the game, is that it takes the layers away from, you know, we expose our heart to each other. And my wife and I have been married 23 years, and we just played about a couple weekends ago, and we just had a blast, but I was still learning things about her. And one of the cards was she had to write me a poem, and it was just the nicest little poem that she wrote.
I know, isn't that sweet? And then you're to really, I mean, we don't always express the sweet, romantic kind of poetry kinds of things. And then just to take the time to do it is really important. So tell me about your new book, Dr. Love's Prescription for a Romantic Loving Man.
Well, we're very grateful. What happened last year, we entered a contest in the U.S. called the Best Brilliant Idea for Humanity Contest. And there were 400 entrepreneurs from around the world, and it was run by Robert Evans with the Messenger Network. Nancy and I were just blown away because it was about a year-long contest, and they kept whittling it down from 400 down to 50 to 25 to 5. And late in the fall, we were so grateful we won the contest. So with that came a book contract and the ability to put our game on iTunes. And so I wrote a book that I just basically opened my heart and wrote a book called Dr. Love's Prescription for a Romantic Loving Man. It's not the little blue pill. And I actually asked women from around the world to give some ideas into the book to make this. It's not a man-bashing book. It's a man-enhancing book. And it was incredible what came in and what went into the book.
I think that's one of the troubles that we have is we, you know, get into these intimate and beautiful and loving relationships, but then over time, as the tasks of domesticity and cohabitation and family and our lives and stress and all this stuff, like, it starts to kind of wear away at the special sparkle of the relationship, you know, and then really, if you don't work to increase the intimacy and increase the sizzle and increase the connection, then it's a really common problem that people experience it fading away and they start taking each other for granted and holding on to resentments. And, you know, you really have to reinvent your relationship a lot.
And reinvent it all the time. I think it's really important to just see, you got to continue. That's why I think the Synchro Hearts has been successful, because it's a way of growing the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I found in the book, we really shared some things from our heart. My wife, I give her so much credit. She shared some of the stories in the book as well. I tried to write it with lots of humor, but there are stories in that book that will make the toughest man. And I really challenge any man, when you read this book, you're going to cry. And we have had some amazing response, you know, from men who read it. And I think part of it goes to the generational thing. My dad, he died at 54,
mm-hmm.
but he always had a hard time expressing his love, you know, openly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's occurring now, is that we are learning to open our hearts and love unconditionally. And I hope I got that message across in the book.
Right. Yeah, you really have to, like, you know, turn up the love and turn up the intimacy and also turn up this sensational, the sensuality and the sizzle, you know what I mean? And really let sex support your long-term relationship and let it open you up and use the oxytocin and all the pleasure chemicals that you get in your brain to really fuel your domestic partnership, your pair bonded bliss, you know, all that stuff, your marriage.
Well, I love one of your quotes, Monica, where you say, sex is proof that God loves us and wants us to have fun.
That's right. You can't get more people without more sex. So,
yeah, it's so amazing, isn't it? I mean, and especially when you have that intimate sex. It's, as you know, it's different than one-night stands. And for those that, you know, you experience that, it's a real physical thing and it's fun and all that, but it's over fairly quickly. But the intimate sex that you have with your loving partner, that is just powerful.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that there's a lot of different models, especially in San Francisco, where, you know, some couples are experimenting with, you know, how do I take the sizzle of a one-night stand and put it into my marriage? I mean, do I do that by, you know, experimenting with role play or fantasy or actually flirting with another person but not going too much further than kissing? Or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can try, from anything from fantasy to really, you know, experimenting with, you know, that new relationship energy that is what fuels one night stands. Because, you know, you're right, you know, if it's only a one night stand, not that there's anything wrong with that, it it does end rather, you know, it's one night, you know. Yeah.
And that's, I guess, with the iTunes Synchro Hearts Love Game, that's what we've tried to do, is to build in that spontaneity. My wife and I were sitting in a really nice little pub, and we pull out our iPhone and we start playing the love game right at the table. And it's cool because it, you know, you can then play and experience love anytime you want it, anywhere, anytime, but it's that spontaneity that's the key, is that you just pull it out, you start playing the game, and you ask questions of one another, and, you know, we had to duck out to the car, which was cool.
Cool. Yeah, that is cool. So it's Synchro Hearts Love Game, and it's on iTunes. You can get it for both your iPhone or your iPad. And it's Synchro Hearts, SYNCRO, as in synchronicity, and hearts. And you can find you at synchrohearts.com, too. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. And we like to say the iTunes app, it's 99 cents, so you can experience more love for under a buck.
Ooh, yeah, totally. That's awesome. And that way everyone in the world can try it, and really cheaply and easily, too.
I think it's important, because we have to have all different formats to connect in our relationships, and whether it be sitting down with the board game or just having a special date night or playing a love app, you know, whatever whatever format we can use to enhance our relationship and have that spontaneity and excitement. I think that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, especially, you know, for Valentine's Day, 99 cents. Bam. Cool. Well, thank you so much for calling, Dr. Bobby Love. It's great to hear from you.
And so nice to be on your show again, Monica. I'm so proud of the work that you are doing, spreading the message of sex and love and relationships and keeping everyone happy with the wonderful information you share. And,
hey, likewise.
Thank you for having me on your show. Have a great weekend.
Okay, my pleasure. Have a good one, Dr. Bobby Love.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Good. I'm glad we, because actually it's kind of a good segue into the ways that Kinky Salon can help a couple experiment with that new relationship energy that fuels a one-night stand and bring that into their marriage.
Well, one of the things that I haven't read the book, but with the kind of the guide for men, you know, learning mm-hmm. how to be romantic, is that guys in our culture have so many bad role models
mm.
of what that looks like, mm-hmm. you know. And one of the things, we met with the woman from Amsterdam recently, and she was kind of talking with us, asking
Rukama.
Us kind of, Rukama, yeah, about our philosophy of Kinky Salon. And I've never really thought of myself as an activist, you know, but then I realized, I was like, you know what, actually, I really am.
Yeah, you totally are.
You know, but our strategy in our activism is giving people direct experience and feeling good in your skin.
Right.
Feeling good in an environment where people are engaging in various kinds of things that might not be your cup of tea, but just being in that space with them and mm-hmm. being okay with it and like being like, you know what? I don't just have to tolerate this. I can celebrate this.
Totally.
But it's not me.
Yeah.
And especially giving guys permission, because as Professor Dandy, my moniker, which is kind of my dedication to social excellence, I'll give you both of you the...
The dandy quiz.
The dandy quiz.
Sweet.
About getting your gentleman pervert on.
Yes.
But it's really about modeling, mm-hmm. you know, like when guys can come into Kinky Salon and see how you can be in an environment with, you know, like the exalted feminine energy that's really alive and awake and juicy. As mm-hmm. they say in some circles.
They say juicy a lot. We say juicy a lot on the show.
Use the word juicy. It's a good word. It's
no,
descriptive,
it's not
too right?
bad. I like it.
But it's like, hey, you're like, you know, you don't have to get up on that.
Right.
You can just hold space.
Yeah.
You can just witness it. You can be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, I'm in the presence of some really amazing, awakened female energy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that just because it's in your, you know, next to you doesn't mean that
sphere.
It's directed at you.
Right.
You need to get up on that. So
right.
to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just guys learning like, oh, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you know what? I can, yeah, and not only that, maybe I can, how can I be of assistance in making her feel good? Or anyone, really, this isn't really even a male...
Female thing.
You know, being in devotion to the female thing, mm-hmm. but just people being able to model and see other people being socially excellent,
mm-hmm.
you know?
One of the things that I really love is just being in a sexually open environment. That's interesting that we're getting another phone call. Shall we? I feel open-minded. Let's just give it a shot. But in a moment, we're going to talk more about, you know, how we can just make out at Kinky Salon and do that with your partner. And it's really awesome. This is Sexploration with Monica. Hi.
Hi, Sexploration with Monica. This is a sex show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. And is that Danny Deckie guy on there?
Yes, yeah. He is.
Hi.
Oh, God. Oh, you know, here's the thing. I love FCC3. I listen to it all the time. And I've been to Danny Deckie's shows at Deci. But I've been to his comedy shows over there in the Richmond District of San Francisco. And let me tell you, that guy is funny. I love him.
Thank you.
I didn't know he was a
Is this your friend?
I don't know who he is. Who's
no.
this?
No, I don't know anyone on this show.
No, that's
My
cool.
My name is Ricky Luna.
Hi, Ricky.
Ricky.
Hi, dear.
Ricky. Are you a regular on the show or at the Rock?
No, I don't know what that means, really.
Did you want to ask a question about sex?
Yes. Now, can I have a sex question about myself?
Okay.
Now, I'm not too sure, actually, how to address this issue, because I'm having some sexual dysfunction
That's
in my
okay.
life.
I'm a certified sexual health educator, and I will do the best to help you and answer your question.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so I'm a hardcore drug addict, But I have a boyfriend that is not a hardcore drug addict. He is a homosexual, though, and he does not like me doing hardcore drugs. Now, I do not understand this, or why he does not engage in this with me. I told him if he loves me, then he would do this for me.
Maybe the hardcore drug addict thing, he might worry that it's potentially harming you, and he cares about you, and he cares about himself, so that's maybe what his opinion is about.
Oh, okay. Now, how can I get him to do drugs with me, is my question.
I think that coercing your partner into anything, I mean, it could be, like, even if you were saying, how do I get my girlfriend to play with her clitoris? Which, I support women playing with their clitoris, don't get me wrong. And I'm not going to judge anyone who's a hardcore drug addict or anything, but I would recommend in all situations, no matter what you want your partner to do, if your partner really doesn't want to do it, you can't make them, and it could ruin your relationship to really make that a hard line. I mean, you can always break up with your boyfriend and find someone who's already a hardcore drug addict so that you're on the same page. But I would say that
he's so beautiful. He's so beautiful, and I love him. And sometimes I'll make him put the needle in my arm, and he does it fine because I can't find the vein all the time. And so what I want to do is I want to see him enjoy drugs as much as I do.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work, but I wish you the best of luck, and I am going to let you go because I really want to talk about sex and sex parties and making out and all that juicy energy that we find in the jungle room at Kinky Salon. So, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Fab.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Perhaps a joke.
I need a hug. Me too. I'm like, especially the visual image of the needle and everything.
You're so good, Monica. You're so good. You're so loving and like non-judgmental and gentle.
It's cool. I'm pretty sure that was a joke. So anyway, jungle room. People's legs are in the air. There's lacy stockings. The lighting is low. There's plants everywhere. I know, it is kind of exciting. That and my parasympathetic nervous system is a little bit heightened because of the thrill of that caller, you know? Whoa. No, hardcore. Whoa. But anyway, imagine that we're in the Moulin Rouge room, as it's now called. It used to be called the Jungle Room. And it is my favorite room at Kinky Salon for this reason. Because you go back there with a new friend or an old friend or whatever friend you want, and you just say, hey, you want to make out with me? And, you know, you're not committing to doing anything that's, you know, not 100% safer sex. You can just make out in all that energy and hang out and enjoy yourself. And it's like social, but also sexual at the same time, you know?
Yeah. If I had a dollar for every time somebody, after their first event, said to me, oh my God, I felt so at ease. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel any pressure. It was so friendly and fun, and like everything was so easygoing. I didn't feel any pressure to do anything. Yeah,
then you would be able to afford real estate in San Francisco.
Yeah. I would have retired and then just, you know, throw parties all the time. And I have to worry about making
a living,
right? Because one of the things about our events and, you know, Kinky Salon and Mission Control as a sex-positive event venue is that we really pride the space on being not only, like, super friendly and no pressure, but it's a social space.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have the tiki lounge.
Yeah,
we
don't call Kinky Salon a sex party. We call it a sexy party.
True.
We didn't start it as a sex party. It just was kind of like a bohemian fun fest.
And,
you know, people started making out in the pink room.
Mm.
And we're like, oh, look, there are people making out. And then they started doing a little bit more.
The pink room, which is styled after the vagina.
I never caught that. I never made that.
Does it look
no.
like
I'm just
teasing. With all that drapey pink fabric and the... Wow. You kind of part the draperies to go in.
Wow. It's, in with
it's all
idea.
Like warm and
Amazon
dimly
women,
lighted.
Are you peaked? Are you peaked? Is your curiosity peaked over here, Danny?
Yeah. Mm. Sure.
I think we actually did have like a big puffy foam sculpture vagina to the pink room for a while.
That's cool. Like you kind of have to squeeze through something a little bit to get in.
Hopefully head first.
Awesome. Huh.
Sometimes people need help. Their feet first, we pull them through.
Sweet.
It depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rebirth.
I don't like where this is going.
I feel vaguely uncomfortable. No. It's actually one of those therapeutic modalities, the rebirthing. They have that at Burning Man. You kind of go through this like tube, and it's all the kind of have to squirm your way out again.
Kenneth Branagh and Frankenstein. A lot of KY jelly involved with that. Remember that? Yeah.
No,
a lot
but
of
I
KY
wish
jelly.
I did.
Everything was glistening.
Ew.
It was just... Oh,
God bless America.
But yes. Back to my awesome sex-positive
party
parties.
That you throw at Kinky Salon.
And why you love the back room so much.
And why I love the jungle room, also known as the Moulin
Rouge. You just went for the money shot, didn't you?
Huh?
You just went right there. You went right to the... No cocktail.
Well,
no reach around. You just went straight to the back room, Monica.
Yeah. Yes, I did. That's the way I am, actually.
Room?
I'm like, let's skip all the... I mean, I love the patio. I love... sitting on the sofa in the front room as everyone walks in and everyone's like, hi, oh my God, I haven't seen you, I love you. You know, I love all that stuff. I love the clowns. I love that new thing that you're doing with the shooting the porn with the Nerf gun thing.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
The clown corps. Yeah,
that's
Bonobo
very good.
And crew.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But, you know.
The cabaret, the amazing DJs, the costumes, the themes, the speakers, the art. No. Let's just go
and
to the back
the,
room.
And there's the other room. There's that you have a, what is it in there called? A horse, a sawhorse or something. Mm-hmm. And you can have the straddle, the specifically
the
padded.
Yes. The fungin.
And fungin.
It's the fungin.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like a dungeon, but it's fun, and it's, you know.
Yeah, it's like the sparkly version of the dungeon.
We really want to pad all the fetish furniture in, like, Deglo pink vinyl.
Ooh, that's hot.
Like a Japanese sex hotel with, like, Hello Kitties and neon.
Yes,
and
yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
You know,
oh,
white
absolutely.
Pink and purple and...
And sparkly and shiny.
Yeah.
Yes, and floral and kitties. And
right.
Yeah, I think you should. And also, like, have weird porn going on in there at the same time.
We have some great artwork in there by Nancy Peach right now.
Yes, Nancy Peach
and
is erotic art.
And we also have
art.
Some
yes.
work by Todd Hartman, some light bondage.
Oh, cool.
Photography.
That's
beautiful
right. So
stuff.
He has the glowing, like, ropes that he makes just with light.
Paints with light. Like, watching him create those images is amazing. He has a long... aperture,
mm-hmm.
and then he's like dancing around with LEDs around a woman that's in kind of a like that looks like she's bound, but
right,
she's not.
Right,
and men, you know, yeah, it's amazing.
Cool. So, jungle room. How do you create that environment? Or it's actually called the Moulin Rouge room.
Well, one of the things about the back play space, as we call it, is that it's kind of a you have to have a pal for one to not only get in the parties, which helps keep the place. You know, kind of lurker free and creepy free and
mm-hmm.
keeps all the minimum aggressive behavior to a minimum. But to go in the back room, you have to go in with somebody. You can't go in alone. And unlike a lot of kind of sex parties that I've seen or I've heard of, there's a strong voyeuristic element,
mm-hmm.
you know, like power exchange, right? If you get your white towel, you go and you pay your whatever, like you can just go in and kind of wander around. And that's part of it. And that's people are into that. And some people get off on that. And that's totally cool. But we kind of encourage a space where, like, if you're watching and you're just kind of there to watch and make out,
you
can watch other couples. You
have to be an exhibitionist to be comfortable at the power exchange, which isn't true at Kinky Salon.
But the thing is, it's just about participation.
Right.
Right. Everyone's participating in the back room. People are like, well, being a voyeur is participating. It's like, well, it's a kind of participation.
If it's consensual.
Yeah. And
true.
How do you keep that in check? It's kind of tricky. So
kind of hard. Because then you have to, like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Fornicating couple. May I voyeur you?
I've gone up to people in the back play space at, you know, Kinky Salon, and the guy, you know, there's a couple, and the guy's actually sitting by himself, and, you know, his partner might be engaged with a couple, and it's hard to tell, and I'll be there staying in the doorway going, where's
should
this guy's partner?
Yeah.
Where's, and I'm checking it out, and sometimes I'll have to go up and say, hey, really sorry to bother you, just checking in, just want to make sure your pay's like, oh yeah, she's up, okay, awesome, sorry to bug you, I'm out of here.
Sure.
I'm an asshole. My fault. You go. Have fun.
Not that there's anything wrong with assholes.
No.
Sometimes they just need a little, you need to check in to relax. That's all.
Right. Breathe.
So talk to me about the dandy quiz and what is being a pervert? Being
a gentleman
a
pervert?
A gentleman pervert.
Well, you know what?
All about?
I'm going to share a secret with you. And I shared this recently, like, you know, probably at 3 a.m. on the patio at a party recently, but... I have a weirdly kind of conservative penchant when it comes to talking about sex.
Mm-hmm. Penchant, yes. Uh-huh, you do.
Right.
I bet you do. You know,
people see me out in public, right? They're like, hey, it's that guy that throws the parties, like sex reference.
Right.
I'm like, hey, you know what? Actually, that kind of makes me uncomfortable. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. Can we just talk about normal things? Like I get a little squirmy.
Right.
You know, like if you ever met me, like I,
particle,
you know,
physics.
Well, you know.
No, totally. Social, you know,
mini golf.
Engineering. Oh, mini golf and mini golf.
Mini golf.
Peep Show Mini Golf.
You know.
You should look at peepshowminigolf.com.
Yeah, like I think there's a lot of ways in which we can approach our interest in being pervy and kinky. You know, and it doesn't always mean being in people's face, like shocking people, having to just rub your style of kink in somebody else's face, you know, and because I don't like people to rub their stuff, their junk in my face without my permission.
Totally.
Right. Do you?
No. Right? And I don't always want to talk about sex, even though I am a certified sexual health educator.
Yeah. And
not really.
As a somewhat of a dandy, I'm not a full, you know, dye in the wool.
What does that mean, dandy?
Well, dandies are, you know, those with a, you know, an inclination towards kind of aesthetics as a way of life.
Style.
I have the same birthday as Beau Brummel.
Oh.
Actually, who was kind of the first noted dandy. He's mm-hmm. known for introducing the three-piece suit.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. To, you know, the Western world. So, yoo-hoo.
Right.
Yeah. Well, very, yeah, he was a very stylish guy.
So, and it's not just a fashion statement, but you're taking it to another level as kind of like being refined, educated, but you're also adding the connotation of sexually open, perverted. How do you mean the gentleman pervert? Like, it's kind of an oxymoron,
yeah.
Right?
Very neat.
Yeah, well, I guess,
how do we get there?
For me, life is art.
Mm-hmm.
As truly. It is for a lot of people in our kind of creative culture, you know? And how to navigate our various worlds, you know, is sort of an interesting kind of creative challenge. And as someone that moves in a lot of different circles, I've kind of, I guess maybe a lot of these worlds have kind of rubbed off on one another, mm-hmm. and they've kind of merged.
Totally.
You know, and as somebody that's really in support of social excellence, you know, especially for the men folk, mm-hmm. you know, I like to think that maybe in some small way I'm helping folks to get their social sexcellence on. Right? That's just
Amen.
For you, Monica.
Yes.
That's just
no,
for you. That's
I
just
love
for
it.
You.
Sexcellence. Get your sexcellence
it's
on.
Like, you know, it's like let's be gracious and, mm-hmm. and just kind of gentle in how we approach each other, and just I think finding new ways to bring creativity and kindness and respect into how we show up, even though we might be super kinky freaks on the inside and behind closed doors. You know, how can these worlds start to kind of, you know, cross over?
Actually, that brings me back to one of my favorite questions, which is, how do you be open and sexual and supportive and really subtle and sophisticated at the same time? Because sometimes, you know, you don't want to like not communicate your openness to the person with whom you are madly flirting, but you also don't want to overwhelm them and stray into the realm of creepy.
Mm, yeah. Well, I think context is everything. I mean, if we're talking about like dating, right? You know that you have a dating lifestyle or just a lifestyle that really works for you. Being fact forward is really important. I mean, because otherwise, like, why are you going to go down the road and then fall in love? And then suddenly you're like, oh, wow, like, we really love each other, but it just doesn't look good on paper. This isn't going to work.
Unless you do hardcore drugs.
Unless you, and you make them do, and, you know, I've been there. I'm like, you know what, I put all this energy in, like, well, maybe I'll just give it some more time, and maybe they just need to come around, or you just ignore the glaring pink elephant in the room that mm-hmm. says, different lifestyle, right. Or total newbie. But they're so hot. I can make it work.
And I can change
them. They
want to
make it. We can make this work. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, that's really hard.
Fail. Yeah. Epic fail. And just sadness and like, oh, yeah, heartbreak. And yeah, that's not good. But being fact forward, mm-hmm. you know, and I think really learning to listen and learning how to identify the signifiers of like,
right.
of how a person is
both verbal and nonverbal.
And nonverbal, yeah, you know, and I don't know,
body
maybe
language.
It's just me getting older, but I like to kind of take a more
standoffish.
Yeah, just kind of watch and just listen and just kind of like, ah, okay, there it is. I don't even have to do anything or say anything. Like,
that's the signal.
That's a sign
yes
that I should
no.
be running, screaming in the opposite direction.
Right. Well, yeah. Having learned that the hard way, you know, yeah. as you do. Yeah.
And thank you to those in my life that have put up with my bullshit. Shout out. Whoop, whoop.
Awesome. In fact, we should mention some of the awesome and amazing people in your sex positive community.
Woot.
Polly Pandemonium.
Yep.
First and foremost, your co-creatrix.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Co-flounder.
Of Kinky Salon.
And all things sex positive. Currently writing her memoirs, the Kinky Salon book. Oh my God, it's amazing.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet
yeah,
you're
I heard
it.
A bunch of it last night.
Cool.
It's really great.
Sweet.
Yeah, shout out to The Bridge,
mm-hmm.
you know, of Mission Control that helps keep the venue running.
The Mission Control Alliance. It used yeah. to be just you and Polly, but now you have a whole committee to really make it more open source and
yeah.
less
well, the Alliance,
the only thing that you do in your life.
Yeah, the Alliance is the supporting body now of Mission mm-hmm. Control. The Alliance, it's only $10 a month. You get into free parties, all these amazing perks. But the Alliance is helping us to innovate. It's helping us to support new communities. It's helping us to incubate new communities and niche mm-hmm. communities that might not be able to afford a space anywhere else. It's enabling us to host workshops and put out all kinds of educational incentives to just, you know, spreading goodness and awareness around sex positivity.
And you have an event almost every single night at Mission Control. You have discussion groups like Marsha Baczynski's open relationship thing. I mean, you have Pink and
every weekend, yeah, we have
Club
a solid
Kiss
2 weeks
and
two events a week now, you know, mm-hmm. things during the weekend. Marsha's been hosting polyamory support groups, you know, which is amazing. And we have gosh, there's so much going on. We have Pink tonight at Mission Control. It's kind of the Mission Control community clubhouse
mm-hmm.
party. And I believe Violet is doing a workshop on how to create kinky implements out of household items. You know,
that'll come in handy later.
There's your kinky recession, you know, maker technology for you, right?
Sweet.
Yeah, great stuff, you know. And of course, Kinky Salon, which is Polly and I's kind of original love child.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next one coming up is this.
They've been doing it for 10 yeah, years.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
10 years of sex parties.
Are we going into our second decade?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, the Sweethearts Ball is February 18th. And that's all things pink and frilly and frosty. Love and Lust. I think I have a little bit of a...
So it's the...
A funny blurb here I can pull up. Oh, this is good. That's right.
Well, I love...
Can I throw this on you?
Yeah, please.
That's right, pleasure seekers. Come celebrate all things love and lust with that new paramour / sub / sugar daddy and / or dance with glee that the whole Hallmark sellout is effing over. Flirt up the candy shop bathroom for something new to suck on and dance amidst the god goddesses of Candyland. In hopes that you'll manifest that dark chocolate hummer, a proper shtipping
dark
world
chocolate
piece,
hummer?
A new Balloopa gangbang, or just that new poly romance that will last, you pray, for more than 2 weeks. Let the sticky sweet smell of hot sugar, peach-scented body lotion, and licorice funk abduct your senses to la-la land.
Yeah, I like
that, it will be exactly like that.
Well, and so much more, because it's
so
going to be real
more.
And highly detailed and actually happening right now. I remember, because I've been covering Kinky Salons for a couple of years now, going to the Sweethearts Ball and doing interviews, and the costumes are so amazing. People in kind of a cross between like high court wigs and masks and powdered faces and tiny little mouths with sexy fun time fringe and décolleté. What is that called? You know? Booby, fluffy goodness.
She was just smeared in chocolate is what it looked like to me.
And like people wear like a box of chocolates heart-shaped on their heads. People dress, you dress as Cupcake.
That was King Cupcake.
Cupcake. I mean, yeah. There's so many, and it's just eye-popping yeah. and colorful. It's like being in Candyland, the cartoon, only real people, and you could have sex.
I saw that Katy Perry, California Girls video, and I was just like, that's it. When I retire...
That's
what
I
want. Boca Raton. Like, I want to go to the Boca Raton in that video. Yes, please.
Yeah.
His Snoop Dogg suit. Did you catch that? The Candyland print. Oh, so good.
I'm sure that you will have something just like that very soon.
The squirting, you know, the Katy Perry with the squirting whipped cream.
Awesome.
You know, brassiere, the Terry Mugler, Madonna, pointy. Yeah. Hopefully we'll see that.
Yeah.
The creativity is amazing. And, you know, and it's not about... spending a lot of money on a corset, or it's really about just the humor. You know, people are getting their like pink saran wrap on, like whatever. It's going to cost $5. You know, some pink saran wrap and, you know, a tin foil crown, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and as long as you're wearing some glitter and attitude, baby, you are going to have a great night.
Exactly.
It is so fun, and everyone is super friendly. When Ruhama, we sent her to the Edwardian Sniff My Balls version of the Kinky Salon, because every time there's a different theme. She had a great time. She said she didn't feel pressured. It was very open, very, she just loved it.
She owes me $1.
Really?
Yeah, for saying, oh, I didn't know it'd be so friendly, and I'd feel so.
Yeah, right.
From now
that's
on, I'm like,
you owe
me $1.
That's $1 right there.
You owe
there.
Me $1.
Well, good luck with that. Yeah, I hope that works out for you, because I know that, you know, being sex positive doesn't always pay the bills, but
nah.
Yeah, it does. It's so meaningful.
Service
is
its own reward.
Oh, and it's so juicy. Haha, we're using that word again.
Can I punch you from here?
Can you reach me? And then how will you control the radio show?
I love it.
Who will answer the next question? Who will ask the next question?
You know, The Kinky Salon formula is now spreading around the world.
That's awesome.
Is spreading a good word to use in this? I don't know.
Please, yeah, spread it.
Spread it.
Spreading. Spread it around.
Spread the love.
Mm.
Like Nutella.
Yeah, disseminate it.
Yeah. So we're paying it forward. People say, oh, why aren't you making money? Why isn't a franchise? We're like,
Austin and...
Yeah. There's a London Kitty Stryker. Woohoo! Yeah, she busted out and really pioneered the first Kinky Salon in London, and that's been going for a while now. And Polly visited Kinky Salon London last year, and she said it's more Kinky Salon than we are.
Really?
Like the formula is just so—they're so good.
It's just really working over
amazing,
there.
Amazing, and like they just really nailed it.
Awesome.
Super pansexual. Yeah, it just sounds great. Amsterdam's going, and they're doing kind of a slightly more fetish club model. Bent and up in Copenhagen, they did it on a big boat.
Cool.
You know, but I mean, the point here is that it just feels good to get this stuff out there. It feels good to get the technology for creating sex positive space into the world. And they're giving us feedback. They're figuring things out that we're learning from.
Oh,
they're
cool.
Solving problems. They're meeting challenges. And we benefit from that.
Nice.
So it's kind of an open source network of wisdom sharing dedicated to bringing more of these kinds of experiences into the world. And this is why we do it. Because that's like, that's amazing. This feels great.
Because, you know, just being it being a San Francisco limited bubble is not,
you know,
not
the preaching to the choir thing, right?
You know, exactly.
Like when I can get my, yes, like that's going to happen, right? Sorry.
If you could get your hands on some young minds in the Midwest.
You know, maybe my dad's listening. I don't know. He's great. My dad came to a jubilation. That was awesome. I put him in a little curly mustache and a plaid jacket.
Sweet.
Came and watched the cabaret and then put him in the cab. Said, okay, Dad. Okay, cabaret's over. Time to go.
Oh.
He's like,
oh,
I'm having so much fun. I'm like, yeah, boundaries. Remember the agreement?
Oh.
Yeah, it was great, though. But my mother in Houston, you know, God bless her. She's very, very conservative, you know. And
right. So having your dad at the...
America's a really puritanical country.
Oh, yes.
It's crazy. We really forget that every time I leave San Francisco. I'm just like, I am so grateful that we get to do what we do here.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
You know?
No, I used to be a Mormon. I experimented with some very fundamentalist religions because I thought that they must be more true, you know?
Yeah.
And they're very sex negative, you know? And it's amazing, like, how much guilt and shame we have layered on top of our sexuality and how really dark it makes it. And not in a sexy, I'm turning off the lights kind of way either. In a bad things can happen when you're not able to talk about sex kind of way.
We had a friend take Kinky Salon up to Middletown, the Harbin crowd. Mm. And they couldn't, the kinky part of Kinky Salon wouldn't fly, so they changed it to Heat On Salon. But that's essentially the Kinky Salon formula in Middletown.
Oh, right.
And they throw that one like quarterly, I think.
Oh, cool.
When it went to Austin, they ran into some really interesting issues.
Really?
Which
like
just,
what?
Just in terms of feeling like they might get sued or if they gave somebody some feedback and feeling like they didn't have enough support and, you know, they had to kind of pull it back for a little while because they felt a little bit isolated, you know, and having sex positive community support and doing what they were doing. And
well, I'm sure it's the only thing going on like that in Texas. That's
for
sure.
They're amazing. And like, shout out to those guys. And they did an amazing job at transforming their space and, you know, just trying to bring it and really host a sex positive space where that creativity and energy and sexiness and juiciness could really flow. God, God, now I'm using that word.
No, it's all right. It's perfect because, I mean, in a way, it's not only metaphorically what you squeeze out and can be nourishing, but also, you know, turn on and engorgement and lubrication. Those are all really good signs. Juice, yum.
Just bring your own towel. Just please, put a towel down on the furniture.
God. But the other thing that I love about Kinky Salon is that they do have little piles of hand towels. So if you don't bring your own towel, which you should, you really should, but you can use a hand towel and not be sharing your juice with people non-consensually, which I think is really appropriate.
See, now we're starting to cross over into that territory.
Are you squeaking?
Getting a little bit.
Let's move on into a dandy quiz. Here we go.
You guys, come on,
dandy quiz.
This is sure. You're the token straight guy, right?
Yeah, I'm the TS guy or something like
that. TSG, token straight guy.
Just keep your pants on.
You don't have to. Oh, metaphorically.
Oh, okay.
And literally.
Right. Okay, here, let me pull it up here. Three simple questions for how to get your gentleman pervert on in a sex positive environment. So I'm gonna
I can take the quiz too, right? Even though I'm not a guy.
No, this is for everyone. Men, women. Getting your gentleman pervert on. Three scenarios. Multiple choice questions. Here we go. The woman you have been making out with suddenly announces that she has a penis.
Oh.
This comes as somewhat a surprise to you, and as it is not precisely your cup of tea, how do you respond? A, kick her in the nuts, say ew, and or go tell the party about the shemale. B, ask to see the thingy.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
If it's not your cup of tea, then why are you asking to see it?
Yeah. Curiosity, I guess.
I'm just going to skip that one.
You're just going to skip C?
I'm just going to skip C.
I don't know.
C is not an option.
C doesn't seem like the right answer either.
And there's D. Gently offer, I find myself in a position which I must politely refuse any further affections as this whole situation finds me somewhat confused.
That's a good answer. That seems like the best one out of those three choices.
Yeah. Okay, I would say you're a nice person, maybe. I mean, I don't know. You might be a nice person, but it's D for me, I guess. Yeah,
okay.
So.
I would be kind of into it because I've never been making out with a girl and then suddenly realized that there's also a bonus penis involved.
You need to come to more of my parties.
I know. I do. I know. Someday.
You know. So all right. Here, on to two. On to two, yes. You find yourself on the patio, the smoking patio.
Mm-hmm.
We have
a lot
of great experiences out there. So you find yourself out on the smoking patio where an ex-Marine and a drag king, okay,
yes.
Not a joke, this is a real situation.
No, I know,
these
happens
are actually
all the time.
Real situations.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So an ex-Marine and a drag king who have been engaging in a very spirited conversation on the topic of machismo ask suddenly for your opinion on who is the manlier.
Ooh.
What do you say? A, I believe I'm late for my shift at the glory hole. B, we're going to have to tear down a couple of walls in this bitch if all the dicks up in here start swinging any wider.
Uh-huh.
C, I think Biggest Dickus and He-Man here might need a timeout. Or D, I don't believe that I am adequately qualified to pass judgment on such a matter and politely take your leave.
D is good. D is good. However, masculinity shouldn't be associated with penis or size or marineliness or anything. It should just be about power and compassion, and there's so many things that make a good man.
I would kick them both in the nuts.
Both in the nuts,
yeah,
and then run away.
Who's the manliest, yeah.
Oh, good luck with that. That was a true story.
That can run.
Yeah. All right. Okay, last question here. Here we go. A tragically drunk woman whom you barely know.
Oh.
Comes up behind you unannounced, annoyingly wraps her sweaty body on your fine linen suit, and offers up a rather unappealing come on. What do you do? Peel her off saying, egads. B, excuse me, does this belong to anyone? C, ride her into the proverbial sunset. D, get her a glass of water, lead her to a couch, and then ask a party host if he or she could kindly attend to her.
Oh, yes. A glass of water is always helpful.
Yeah. You don't want to get it on with super drunk. Like, that's just not...
And, you know, it's probably not good for you. It's probably not good for her. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's a tough one.
What do you think, Danny?
That's a tough one.
You're like...
Hey, see?
Where's exactly the sunset again?
I would take full advantage. Maybe get to know each other a little bit more. And I find
the sex is always better when you're not fully plastered. So maybe you could just get her number. And then, you know, she's all... you know, judgment diminished, maybe this is a good time to get to know each other, and then you can ride her off into the sunset like tomorrow or something.
But I think plaster sex is better than no sex, I guess.
the gentleman pervertometer is kind of going back and forth here.
No, this is really important. This is actually a huge thing with men and scarcity and sexuality, because I think guys oftentimes feel pressured, like, oh my God, if I don't have sex, I'm not sexy, because men feel like, because they're not getting hit on all the time or whatever, like, because women seem to own sexiness in our culture, which is stupid, because every human being is sexy, and particularly men. Oh my God, so sexy and wonderful.
I think I am.
Good. He's got passion
in his pants, and he's not afraid to show it.
Well, mm-hmm. And he has very nice pecs.
And he's sexy, yeah. And he knows it.
Oh, he knows it.
Indeed. So, and I think that, you know, when men get stuck in sexual scarcity, like feeling like they're not going to get enough sex, then they get bad sex and weird sex.
I'll take what I can get.
You.
Yeah.
That's not the gentleman's pervert's way.
That's like scraping gum off your shoe and eating it. It's not good. Mm. However, I'm still curious about what CFNM is.
Me too.
And so is everyone else. Yeah, what the heck is CNFM or whatever? Yeah. What is that?
I found it. I actually was always thought about it, but I found it on the internet. There is porn on the internet, in case nobody knows about that. CFNM stands for clothed female. Naked male, clothed female, male, yeah. And a lot of guys are really turned on by that, just being stripped and being naked around clothed women and being taken advantage of, dominated. That's what I heard.
So clothed female, naked man. And I love it because you can actually look it up on Wikipedia. And there's these pictures of these guys, and they are smiling from ear to ear. And they are completely naked, and their Wang is there. So you get to see Wang on Wikipedia, which is a present from me to you. You should go look at it right now.
That's on Wikipedia?
Pictures? Yeah, exactly. With pictures. And then, you know, they're arm in arm. You know, he's got one clothed female on one side. And they totally are not even wearing anything that's even remotely revealing. You could wear this outfit to work, but you know they are happy as clams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I think, like, okay, if that's your kink, like, that's so easy to provide. Like, hey, I'm clothed right now, so I stay clothed. Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I think both male and female enjoy that. They have their own side of enjoyment on that. And I think it's a big thing. I think a lot of guys like that. And women, so
right, that's important.
There's some websites for that. You can look for it. Some where you can actually get pictures and
more
stuff.
Than just Wikipedia.
That's
more pictures than Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh yeah,
indeed.
What I heard. Yeah.
So a lot of things going on, especially for Valentine's Day. So actual Tuesday Valentine's Day. Not only is Whore Magazine doing the Love Court at Casanova, which is going to be really fun, and I'm on the panel. It's like we're actually having the Love Court, and we're going to be thinking about the ironies and intimacies and beautiful things about love and relationships. So, you know, of course, we're going to be talking about things and asking questions too, probably, I'd imagine. And then also Supper Club is going to have kind of a My Sexy Saxy Valentine, 70s soul funk, electro house dance party, a live saxophonist. That's at Supper Club starting at 10 o'clock. You can always say that you're on my list and save $5. So say that you're on Monica's list. And then also, don't forget Baron Scott Lefkoff's beautiful. I mean, this is really sinfully beautiful without the sin, because it's all consensual. The Sweethearts Ball, Saturday the 18th. It's like a smorgasbord.
We got DJ Fact 50, DJ Smooth. Mm-hmm. We got the Sugar Plum Elves. We got Jamie DeWolf from Tourette's Without Regrets is going to be there. Bunny Von Tail throwing down some Jessica Rabbit burlesque.
Mm.
We've got Lee Harvey Roswell, the painter, is going to be doing some live painting. We've got Cupids running around. We've got free giveaways and goodies and...
It's really
so
beautiful.
Much more.
It's amazing. So check it out at kinkysalon.com. Baron Scott Lefkoff, thank you so much for coming on Sexploration with Monica. Danny Deci of Radio Haha. That's Thursdays from 4 to 6 in Radio FCC Free Radio Studio 2B.
Yep. Yeah.
Excellent.
So
thanks so much, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank
thanks.
You.
Thanks,
it's
You're
Sexploration
sexy,
with
it.
Monica on FCC Free Radio.
You can download free podcasts at sexplorationwithmonica.com.